BFM.
Get up with Bree and Jonesy. Shake it, shake it, shake it out. Turn it on, turn it up. You're my radio.
Oh, here we are. What day is it today?
It is Thursday.
Thursday. There it is. It feels like a Friday when you're in a party bus, Bree. It really does.
Oh, top end limos. We're on the commute down to Sydney.
A lot of people work on the coast. They live in Sydney. They get the train. We want to know what it's like. So we've rounded up a bunch of people. We do have people here this morning.
Morning, guys.
Give us a bit of, it's early. It's early. The party bus is cranking up. It's all thanks to Top End Limos this morning. We are here. We're doing our show live. If you see us in a big white bus on the way to Sydney with neon lights.
That's us.
Give us a toot.
Live from a limo. We'd love, I still love the truck toot.
We'll get a few
That's
truck
my favorite.
Toots along the way. McDonald's
you
has
might
just
have to
been.
Get some of your nips out.
Oh, I can get some get boobs that. Out for some truck
yeah,
toots.
I'd like that. I'd appreciate that.
Don't
take
mind
one,
it.
Take one for the team.
Of course.
You know?
Do you think...
This is the weirdest thing ever, can I say? Like, we're in here, we've got all our commuters just watching us in a limo, it's like it's strange.
It's like a mini live show, though. It's great. I love it.
It is. No, that's exactly what it is.
We just pulled up at McDonald's, though, and I jumped out of the Top End Limo's van here, and there was a guy sleeping in his car, and we've all got out, and he's like, oh, hey, there we go. He's a live studio audience.
What's happening?
Little nap in the McDonald's car park. He's not used to that.
We've all been there, Gaundy.
we've all been there. Just not on a Thursday morning after a Wednesday.
No, I will say again, I've been there.
Our show live this morning, all thanks to Top End Limos.
Get up with Bree and Jonesy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
Live from our Top End Limos commuter crew to Sydney.
Woo!
There's Laz again. Loopy Laz.
Can we do this again when I need a lift to the airport in a couple of weeks?
Yeah, that'd be right.
Is that all right? Yeah. You guys cool with that?
Dave from Top End Limos has given it the thumbs up. You got a fancy microphone this morning. Did you request that silver Lady Gaga looking microphone? What is that?
I'm as loose as Lady Gaga, so... You know,
where did they find
me?
My microphone in the back shed?
Yours is nice and bland. Mine's nice and silver.
Look a lot like Beyonce sitting there. It's bloody great. Hey, so we just had our McDonald's. We're getting to know some of the crew here who normally get the train to Sydney.
It's interesting to hear from some of the crew, like how long it takes on the train. And like some people have to stand up to commute all the way to Sydney.
And on the way home, getting stuck between smelly people. And
as if after a 10-hour day.
We got a lot of nods on that one.
A 10-hour day, you want to stand up on the way home.
How much better is this?
Oh, this is way
just
better.
Just with the neon lights cranking, eating a bit of McDonald's. You can't go wrong at all. Big thanks to the guys that have come along with us here this morning as well, who have hit us up and would like to join us on this commuter crew. And if you see us...
Oh, we're going to bond this morning, guys.
We're going to what?
It's a tight space in here. We're going to bond.
Yeah, no one farting here, please. It's pretty tight.
Too late.
No.
Just kidding.
There's always
not
one.
Really.
It's always Brett. We've had a couple of toots on the way as well.
How cool is that?
What was the number plate we got? Who was that guy?
Troy.
Troy, if he's listening in the car right now.
Troy's I think he was trying to get past a truck.
He either tooted us or he tooted at some truck to move out of the way, but hey.
If you're on the highway right now and you can see a big commuter van.
Whereabouts are we right now on the freeway?
Mount Wyatt.
Mount White. Sorry, I've got my headphones on. I can't hear it.
Weigh station, where they weigh the trucks.
Oh, the weigh station.
And we're literally just going through there now. So if you're in the car and you're going past a big white commuter van, that is us in the Top End limo.
It's got the neons flashing. It's got Bree flashing. That's how you find us.
Well, I was flashing and then I realised that no one can see in, so it was all for nothing.
We can take the tint off. Yeah.
People in here.
We're going to get a show. Yeah. It's Bree and Gordy here at sea.
Get up with Bree and Jonesy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
We're live from our Top End Limos bus this morning, commuter crew to Sydney. Don't want to say that three times fast. You'll mess that up.
No, it'll come out as something different.
If you need to book Top End Limos for any event you've got coming up, school, formal.
They're doing trips to and from Sydney and anywhere.
Dave does. He said he does two trips a day to Sydney. So that's up, back, every single day. So if you need a trip to the airport, he's the man to see. Top End Limos. He also hit me up this morning about my engagement party on the weekend, Dave, and
wanted
said...
Wanted an invite?
Nah, he said, are you sure you want to go ahead with it?
Oh, Dave?
Oh, just bloke banter, Bree, you know?
Putting that in his head, Dave?
I know, 2 days before it, which is great.
That would be some good stories.
But I was chatting to... What's that?
Casino Saturday night.
I'm down for that, Dave.
Yeah, he said, ditch the engagement.
Let me hit the roulette tables.
Go to the casino. How about that? Jamie would be a fan of that, wouldn't she?
She would love it. No, she'd be totally fine.
Hey, so I just want to run something by you.
Okay.
So we could have an awkward situation on Saturday night.
For me?
No, not for you at all. Oh, no, you'll have a front row seat, though.
I thought you were going to invite my ex or something.
Oh, well, here's the thing. Now you're on the right track.
Oh, great. No, here we go.
It's not all about you, just for a second. Just ease up.
No, but when is it going
to
be?
So Jamie's... we'll get to you. Okay. One of Jamie's best friends, who I've been asked not to name...
Okay.
...is coming along. And I'm talking best friend from school.
I know who she is.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not Beck.
Okay.
One of her other best friends. Okay. One of her other best friends. And they've booked a trip with her boyfriend.
Yes.
Who I've also been asked not to name. They've got a room together. They're coming to the engagement party.
Mm-hmm.
And they've just broken up. Yeah. And they're going to be at the party.
Nah, you need to cut their invite.
Well, I'm keen to cut his invite.
So you're taking her side.
I don't
side.
Like him that much.
Okay, well, that's fair enough.
So, but I can't
then why
say,
should he get to come to your engagement party?
Because it's Jamie's best friend's...
Ex-boyfriend?
It's only happened this week.
Okay.
And Jamie says to me, oh, no, they've said they're on good terms. So they're on good terms, so it's going to be fine. I was like, oh, I don't know about this. An ex, and yeah. they could have a fight at
good
the engagement
until,
party.
Until you have a couple of drinks.
I know, and then it gets... like tears and messy.
Then that's when you start, everything comes out.
So when they're there, I'll point them out to you, so front row seat, we'll watch them, we'll see what happens.
I'm just going to stir the pot.
Between the two, but it's going to be awkward, right? I mean, have you ever broken up with someone and then continued to hang out to that level? I mean, they're staying at the same hotel together.
Not the same room.
Same bed.
Nah. I wouldn't be doing
that. Broken up.
I wouldn't be doing that.
I had a mate that went to New York for 2 weeks, booked the whole trip with his partner, and they broke up on the plane. And they had to spend 2 weeks together in New York City.
You told me about that. It's the worst trip they've ever been on.
Of his life. He couldn't wait to get back after he spent all that money on New York City. So
what a torture trip.
I know.
Broke up on the plane.
Yeah.
That's horrific.
So what I've done is I've invited all your exes on Saturday night as well, Bree. So, I mean, and there's a long list. So enjoy that. It's going to be good.
Oh, yeah, great.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
Live from the Top End limo bus this morning. There's going to be an awkward story to share.
Our commuter crew.
But anyway, that's what we do, right?
Yeah.
I feel like I need to bring this up with you because you were there.
Oh, God.
Last Saturday night.
Well, what's written on the run sheet? Rash, was I there?
Last Saturday night at the Mariners.
Oh, that's right, the Mariners
box. I feel like
box.
I need to get this off my chest because I've been feeling a bit awkward about it. And we went up into the corporate box to say hello to some of the clients up there.
We're so fancy, guys.
We just go up there for
that's
the drinks.
That's just what we do. Yeah.
Anyway.
I'm surprised they let us in.
I got handed, what was the drinks everyone was drinking? And I was like, oh, I don't really know what I want.
I can't remember. What is it?
Canadian Club. That's
okay.
What it was. And I don't usually drink Canadian Club, and I haven't had alcohol in a long time. And I was sitting there enjoying this Canadian Club drink, and then next minute, Fiona from Capital One Real Estate goes, oh, you've got a bit of a rash on your face.
Knowing Fiona, though, she's full of compliments. She goes, it suits you. It really suits you,
but
that
really
rash.
It really lights up your face.
You should have a rash more often. It brings out your eyes.
She's
it's so
the
nice.
Nicest person
she's
ever. So nice. Anyway, I was like, okay. She's like, don't worry. It's not even noticeable. It's really tiny. And I was like, okay.
It wasn't tiny, Brie.
Well, I found that out, didn't I?
You look like Will Smith in that movie when he ate some seafood and it was like blown up. No, that movie. What's that movie? Hitch.
Yes, Hitch.
Yeah, and he's like, boom, that was you.
But she goes, oh, don't even worry about it. It's not even big. And I was like, okay. But my face started to burn, and I was like, oh, this doesn't feel good. And I've walked inside the box where you were with some of the other clients.
Yep.
And you've gone, what's wrong with your face?
That was me turning it down too.
I know.
I went, whoa, hey, whoa, what's going on with your face? You all right?
I was like, I was trying to be subtle about it, but thank you.
You've got, there's a rash right there. There's no hiding it. It's on your face.
I went into the bathroom and I was like, oh, Fiona said it's not that bad.
Was it burning up?
It was burning my whole face. I went in and I've looked in the mirror. I was like, oh my God, I look like I've got the plague.
Yeah.
And then I had to stand in the corporate box with everyone else and mingle. And to make it worse, we had to go back down at halftime and go on the big screen so the thousands of people around the stadium could get a look at this rash that was all over my face.
Did you notice as well after you went to the bathroom and you came back with the rash, you were on one side of the room and we were all on the other side of the room? We're like, just when she comes back, we'll get quarantined in here. We'll go out onto the deck. We'll shut the doors. We'll gas this place.
I did notice that, actually. And I noticed Jess, who's sitting next to me on the commuter bus, is just slowly shuffling down the line.
Further, Jess. Trust me. Further. Keep on going.
Trust me. I don't know what it is. You better get away from me, Jess.
Get up with Free and Jaunty.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
I bet a Shannon Knowles gets the list on right here. Have a listen to Liv.
Nullsy.
Have a listen to that. He's got shows right around the country. Just an all-round Aussie bloke that we love, and he joins us right now. Morning, Shannon.
Morning.
G'day, guys. How are you?
We're well.
Oh, Nullsy, we've been waiting for this for a while, haven't we?
It is great to have you on the show. I've got to ask, Nullsy, when people see you in public, do you get sick of Nullsy?
Mate, I get a bit of it, you know, but it's not too bad. But, mate, it's always people at least they're saying g'day and they're not yelling abuse or something.
I'd rather abuse Nullsy than some sort of name, yeah.
What sort of abuse do you get, Nullsy, out and about?
No, it's not too bad, mate. No, most 99% of the time it's people just either yelling out to say g'day or one bloke in a group, you know what I mean? Then his mates go telling him to shut up. Sort of thing.
You're an Aussie legend. People love Shannon Knoll in this country.
Bree's been shouting Nullsy all morning, mate.
I've been telling everyone around the halls.
That's great. Yeah, that's awesome.
You actually hosted something for the Eurovision thing last year with our mate Nick Kelly, who works here, and he said you like to get on the bourbons a bit.
Yeah, no, well, that was the last night, mate, because we had to get there at 2 in the morning, and then we sort of finished up around 10:30 after we got the go-ahead from Germany. So it was the last night. We all had a bit of fun. Together, it was a great experience. So the last night, I think we instead of drinking coffee to stay up, we had a few froffies.
Let loose.
Nullsy, I'm just annoyed, mate. You just keep getting overlooked for Eurovision. How have we not sent you to represent Australia yet, mate? What's going on there, Nullsy?
That needs to happen.
Yeah, mate, I don't know. I think they've made a good choice this year. It's a pretty young and vibrant sort of set up, you know, so I think they wouldn't want an old fella like me in there, mate, I don't think. But the young bloke going this year, I think he's pretty good and he's a great representation.
I think big black shiny car at Eurovision would take it out. We'd finally win.
Take it home for Australia,
big black
mate.
Well, then, I might like it over.
you think we're joking, Nolan?
No, we're serious.
I would love nothing more. Nothing would get me more excited than you on the stage at Eurovision, mate. Nothing.
Oh, good on you, mate. It'd be definitely a wonderful experience, you know what I mean? Just to see it and be involved in it. It's such a huge, huge production, and people get so into it. It's quite amazing.
So you're saying you would do it, Nolsey?
Oh, yeah, I'd do it for sure, mate. When I've got, you know, chance to represent your country, for sure, mate, for sure.
Should we start the hashtag Nullsy Eurovision 2017?
18 now, because
2018.
Yeah. Oh, well, we'll have a go at it, mate. We've had a few musicians.
All right.
It's going to be trending.
There you go, for sure.
We'll back you on that. Would you bring back the Flavour Saver for it?
Mate, I'd have to diet these days. But I've got a few grey whiskers.
I need to ask about the Flavour Saver. Did it actually flavour save?
It did sometimes, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I won't tell you when and where, but...
Oh, Nullsy!
No, I'm just joking.
What was the decision to get rid of it? Did you sit down and go, this is it, the time has come, the Flavour Saver's got to go?
No, actually, mate, I got a US manager, and he was all full of great ideas and heap of crap ones as well.
Yeah.
And he just said, you know, you got to distance yourself from Idol, you know, and try and make yourself perceived as a legitimate artist and all this sort of stuff. So I think he thought, you know, get rid of the Flavour Saver, you know, so.
Idiot.
I mean, I'd had it a long time anyway, but yeah. And now I've thought about going back, but then I thought everyone just go, oh, look at this, try out.
You know? Oh, no.
My dad grew a Flavour Saver off the back of you making it so famous.
Because of you, mate.
No lie. I still remember it.
There is a really cool thing about it. Whenever another bloke's got a Flavour Saver and you're walking towards him in the street, there's sort of this, you know, you look up and just go, oh, mate, you know.
Mutual respect.
Camaraderie, you know. Classic.
We've got two hashtags to start off the back of this chat, mate. Hashtag bring back the Flavour Saver and hashtag Nullsy
for Eurovision 2018.
There you go, let's get them going for sure.
Couple of campaigns.
to kick off.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
Hey, look, Nolesy, we haven't been told anything's off limits in this chat, have we, leading into this chat? So we're just going to, I mean, I don't know how often you've been asked about the crazy horse situation in Adelaide, but yeah, you've made fun of it up on stage, which we loved. You got the police to escort you off. And what's the go with this whole crazy horse thing? Is the media beating it up or what went down?
Oh, mate, well, you know, I'm going to court in the six, mate, so I obviously can't say too much about it. But, right, you know, there's a lot to it more than, and a lot of details that people, obviously, you listen to that moron from Adelaide and who had it completely around the wrong way. So I was actually leaving, mate, you know, I was not trying to get back in at all. I've been in there for 2 hours, so don't know why I'd walk out the front and try and come back in anyway.
They wouldn't let him leave. That's the problem.
You're talking about the guy, the witness that said he heard you say, "I'm Shannon Knoll, let me back into the crazy horse."
Yeah, him. Well, he's a friend of someone who works there, see? So he's definitely not an independent witness, mate. So, you know, that's why there's all the missing footage of the actual part that supposedly everything happened. You know, there's none of that because, you know, obviously there's none of that to be filmed. But anyway, mate, hopefully it'll just turn out right. You know, I'll just like ask him to go away now. I'm sort of done with it.
Were you embarrassed by the whole thing or did you just sort of brush it off?
Oh, of course.
Yeah,
no, of course, mate. You know, it's something that you obviously don't want people to pop in their minds when they think about, you know what I mean? But, I mean, I've had 15 different blokes out of bands going that's the first place they go after a gig every time they play in Adelaide.
I was going to say, Nolesy, all had a night out where we took, as if we'd want it told to everyone in Australia. Yeah. You know, we all have those nights.
Yeah, you know, mate. No, I mean, I'm sort of not in the position of causing trouble in any way, and I'm definitely smart enough not to start a fight with three bouncers. So, you know, I'd have to be a moron to do that, mate. So, anyway, you know, hopefully it'll all come out in the wash and you know, and put it behind me.
The great thing about you, mate, is that we haven't been told we can't ask about it. You're up for chatting about anything. You know, a lot of people would shut that down heading into an interview and say, "I don't want to be asked about it." But, you know, what you say is what you get with you, and we love that.
Yeah, mate. Well, I mean, the biggest thing with it, you know, was probably there a bit long and that sort of thing, and things, you know, happened that I would have rather not happened, you know what I'm saying? It's just one of them things. I mean, I'm not perfect, mate, and people who say they are tend to be the worst ones. So,
totally agree.
You know, shit happens, I suppose.
Hey, Nolesy.
You're perfect to me, mate.
In every way. You're a 10.
Thanks,
well, we've got a couple of hashtags to start off the back of this, mate. A couple of campaigns. We'll be back in touch. And, Nolesy, you're a legend, mate. We've loved chatting to you. Appreciate you
Aussie
coming on
icon.
Show.
Nolesy. Nolesy.
Good on you, guys. Good on you, guys. Thank you.
You're the best, mate. Cheers.
See you later, guys.
Get up with Bree and Jaunty.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
We're live this morning. All thanks to Top End Limos. We have our commuter crew. We left this morning just before 6 o'clock.
We've had a dream run through
Sydney.
We've had a pretty good run.
No traffic at all, considering there's most mornings we report 7Ks worth of delays. We've had an absolute dream.
That would have been so much funnier.
Yeah, I kind of hope we got stuck in the traffic.
I'm sure all the commuters on the bus this morning don't agree.
They definitely don't agree with us. Hey, when we get to Sydney, maybe we can, after we've dropped everyone off, we can head over to, where was this shark spotted yesterday? Palm Beach. Oh, that's a big
near where Home and Away's filmed,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a bit of a big trip. You can get on the ferry from Patonga, can't you? Or Edlong or whatever?
Yeah, you can get a ferry over there.
Head straight over there. But they've got those sea pools right next to the beach, which a lot of beaches do have them these days.
A lot of people go for their morning swim.
If
they don't want to go swimming in the beach, they just go for a swim in the salt water in the pool.
And it's good because there's not all the chlorine and stuff in there. Mm-hmm. What there was in there yesterday was a shark.
Hell no.
At Palm Beach, somehow a shark got into the pool.
I'd never go swimming in that pool ever again.
And our producer, Rach, is rolling her eyes.
She was just a baby shark.
It was a baby shark.
Oh, so it'd only bite off your foot.
No, it's a whaler shark.
What does that mean?
It's not going to touch you.
Okay, what if there was a...
A whaler shark sounds like a big one to me.
Okay, if it was just a baby shark, what if you had a baby spider crawling on your Rach?
No, don't.
Oh, see?
Same thing.
I'm terrified of spiders.
Yeah, and people are terrified of sharks, mate.
Do you
mate?
Think someone just thought, for a bit of fun, let's just
throw the shark
throw
in
a
there.
Shark in the pool just for a bit of fun, see what happens.
It was probably Alf.
Alf doesn't act. He's not a real person.
He got bored of the diner.
He actually doesn't live in Summer Bay.
Alf got bored of the diner and went, "Hey, watch this, guys! I'll throw a flaming shark into the salt pool and watch him run."
If that's anyone, it's Irene. She would do something like that. She's evil, Irene.
She would bloody do that, isn't she? Irene.
She's a loose unit.
We're looking at you, Irene. We're looking at you,
the cougar.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
I'm just giving Sarah, one of our commuter crew, the dirty eyeball.
Dirty eye. Is that what that is? Oh, it's a stare comp.
Bring it.
Legit.
Bring it.
Kiss. 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 Sorry, guys.
Sorry, Sarah.
Oh, you guys were staring into each other.
I misread the energy. Maybe
later. We've gone live on Facebook and on Instagram. It's a dual live situation, guys. So,
take
you know, it's
pick.
Big. It's Bree versus the people in this.
Once upon a time, at a radio station far, far away, there was a radio game that changed the radio landscape forever. This was not that game. It's Bree and Gaunzy's movie bio guessing game.
All right, if you're just hearing this for the first time, the way it works is I simply read a movie bio off IMDb for the first time on air most times. But anyway, first one to buzz in and guess the movie will win. Now, can you hear me down the back there, Sarah?
Yep.
Okay.
It's not going to help you.
Good luck.
Here comes let's bring it.
The first
now I'm nervous.
Movie
went so hard
bio.
On the smack talk.
Best of three. There's a skilled thief, the absolute best in the dangerous art of extraction, stealing valuable secrets from deep within the subconscious during the dream state.
Bree, is it Inception?
Bree's got
yes, it.
It is Inception. She's got it in the first couple of lines. That's how good she is, Sarah. She
sights
you
sorry,
out.
Sarah.
You just watch way too many movies.
What word gathered away for you there, Bree? What was the one that gathered away?
I think it was dream.
The dream?
Yes.
Yeah.
And
see?
I was in.
One word and she gets it. That's the thing. Pass it to Liam.
I have nothing better to do, Sarah, so don't feel too bad.
Liam has won every game he's played this morning. He's won Tradie B Ladies, one birthday banger,
all
and
right.
See if he can get this one. Here we go. Here we go. Are you ready? There's a promising FBI Academy student who is pulled from her training at the FBI training
Bree.
Facility. Why, you're not going to get it off that.
Miss Congeniality.
Is wrong.
No!
It is wrong, which means, Liam, you get a free crack. If you can't guess it, I keep reading.
Don't give any hints.
No hints. Do you know what that movie is?
Not yet.
Okay, doesn't know. We're back in the game. Here we go. Facebook Live, Instagram Live. Okay. So she's pulled from her training facility at the FBI training facility, which I've already said, of the FBI's behavioral science unit, who tasked her with presenting a VICAP questionnaire to the notorious Hannibal Lecter. A
Bree.
Brilliant.
Is it? I'm trying to remember what this movie's called. Is it Hannibal?
Is incorrect. Hannibal is not correct. Doctor.
I know what it is.
Silence of the Lambs.
Liam's got it. Oh, have a look at him.
As soon as I said it, I was like, oh, it's Silence of the Lambs.
He can't be beaten. Silence of the Lambs.
That's all right.
Apology.
Still got Jess to win the game
okay,
this morning.
This is it, Jess. It all comes down to this. This is either Bree wins.
Best out of three, Jess.
No or the people win. Just quickly, can we get a Facebook Live, Instagram Live on Liam's face, how happy he is with himself? I mean, that is just pure happiness there. All right, here we go. Last bio,
you
guys.
You smell like you're sweating, Jess.
Good luck, Jess.
Nervous?
Sorry.
Here we go. Opening with the Allied invasion of Normandy on the 6th of June, 1944, members of the 2nd Ranger Battalion under Captain Miller fight ashore to secure a beachhead. Amid the fighting, two brothers are killed in action.
Bree, Saving Private Ryan.
She's done it.
Yes!
She's done it. Saving Private Ryan. Another week.
Not
with
the clean sweep, but the... I'll take it.
Doesn't matter. Best
I'll take
of three.
It.
She's the champion again.
Yeah.
Brianna Thomasell of the movie bio
I'm way too
game.
Happy. I'm way too happy.
Nice work, Bree. Well done.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
We're literally driving over the Sydney Harbour Bridge as we speak, Bree.
I know, as we speak. It's a pretty cool sight.
Oh, it's great.
It's great to drive over the Sydney Harbour Bridge. It's a pretty euphoric feeling.
Say that to someone who gets stuck in traffic here every day of the week.
Well, I always get too scared to go over the bridge when I'm in Sydney. I always go through the underneath.
Really?
Yeah.
Are you feeling all right right now? So we're about to...
Well, I'm not driving, so I'm fine.
What are you scared about when you're going over the bridge?
I think it's when you come out the other side, there's so many different lanes, and I never know where I'm going anyway, so I always panic. Whereas the tunnel, it's like two lanes. You have to go the way it shows you. So.
And in Sydney, take one wrong little turn. And next thing you know, you're on the other side of Sydney and Manly somewhere going, how did I end up here?
And you've paid $87 in tolls.
Well, Dave from Top End Limos, who were in the Top End Limo bus this morning, was telling us he spends, what, $1,000 a month on tolls just crossing the bridge?
Yep.
So $1,000 every single month, that racks up.
Can you imagine
12K
people,
a year on tolls.
Yeah, who commute to Sydney every day. $24,000
every 2 years on tolls. $48,000 every four.
Yeah, that's pretty much it.
I'm just going to keep going up, guys.
One of my mates, actually, before there was, like, you know, the e-tag, and, like, that's what everyone had. It was called e-toll. This was back in Queensland, and he told me he used to, you know, when you had to stop and you had to give your money?
Yeah.
That was before the days of e-tag. And there was one lane that was usually for buses and stuff that would have an e-tag, e-toll, that would go through. And he said he just always used to be a gangster and he'd go through that lane.
And travel for free.
Travel for free. Anyway.
He's a modern day Tupac.
I know. It came back to bite him.
Oh.
When they sent him a fine of $14,000.
Oh.
Because not for the amount of times he'd went over, but for the amount of times he'd done that and not paid it, and then they charge him a fine every time. So $14,000.
And is that more than his car was worth? $14,000 just on...
He drove a VE Commodore, so...
downgraded to some 1989 Corolla.
Exactly.
Off the back of that. Hey, we're down to our last two people as well, Liam and Sarah. Two and a half people, should I say, because Sarah's got a little...
baby on board.
Baby on board on the way. So who are we dropping off next? I believe it's you, Sarah.
Me, yep.
And where do you work in the city here?
Novotel Rockford in Darling Harbour.
How long does it usually take you to commute every morning?
Train takes me about an hour and 20.
Okay.
Are you over it? Do you get over the train?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
I only have 13 more days of work.
Until you're on maternity leave, of course.
Oh.
And do you look for work on the coast? Because I know a lot of people do try and flick the work in Sydney. I mean, let's pretend that they're not listening in Sydney right now.
Yeah, but it's hard to get my job on the coast because it's so limited. Yeah.
Well, that's what a lot of people say, and that's why they live on the coast and work in Sydney.
Yeah.
So, I was going to be sad to see you get off at the next stop, but you are the next one off the bus. Have you had a good time this morning?
I have. It's been wonderful.
You know what's interesting?
She wants to lock it in once a week. She said
every
Friday.
It'd be great. We've had Bardo's Bakehouse treats on board, and they've had the hot cross buns. You've got a bun in the oven and you've been eating hot cross buns.
Well done. Again,
what are the odds?
Oh, man. My mind is blown.
No.
Sarah, thanks for being on board with us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
And good luck with the rest of your pregnancy, too.
Thank you.
Get up with Free and Gaunzy.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
All thanks to Top End Limos this morning. We're in our commuter crew bus to Sydney and we're down to one.
We just stopped at the Novotel to get a coffee.
Yeah. And Ethan is looking after us here too, which is great.
Speaking of coffees, he's a good-looking barista, but we're on the hunt for hottest baristas on the coast.
Oh, hot, hot, hot. We got that music? Is Nick grabbed that?
I don't know if he did.
Oh, no, really?
I don't know.
I thought we were going to do the feeling hot, hot, hot.
I can't find it, guys.
Oh, man, what's going on?
Do your magic back there, Nick. See if you can find it. We put a post in our Facebook yesterday.
Yeah, we did.
And we asked people to comment if they knew hot baristas on the coast because we want to make a map of the hottest baristas you can find.
Well, you want a good coffee and you want a bit of a perv at the same time. I mean, what's wrong with that?
It's a win-win. Yeah. And there was an overwhelming response for one particular barista on the coast.
Yeah, who is it?
And that lady was Cameo from Son of Bean in Gosford.
Are we saying that right, Cameo?
Cameo. Cameo. I think so. Okay. Well, she's on the line right now, so we're going to ask her. Morning, Cameo.
Hello.
Morning.
Are we
how
saying
going?
That right, Cameo?
Yes, you're saying it perfectly.
Is it Cameo?
Yes.
Excellent.
Awesome. Hey, have you seen the response on our Facebook page? Because you are getting a lot of love, Cameo.
Yeah, I have.
People are posting your picture and everything. You're a good-looking bird.
You loved it, did
you? Thank you. Thank you. You guys aren't too bad yourself.
No.
I'll take it.
Thanks
I'll
very
take
much.
That.
No, yeah, appreciate that.
Compliment the judges. That's the way to do it.
No problem.
Now, Cameo, I haven't seen a picture of Cameo. Is it?
You've got some nice tattoo work happening. Cameo, why do you think the response has been so big? Are you just friendly? Do you work the customers?
Well, I don't say work the customers, Brie.
Don't be friendly to the customers.
No. Oh.
Yeah, no, you're right. Yeah,
we work the customers as well.
I love what I do. I love making coffee. I'm a really massive people person. And, yeah, just totally love my job.
Yeah, nice work.
I've heard the coffee is great there. I need to come down and try one.
What's your message for the other hot baristas on the coast? I mean, because you are a front runner at the moment. I mean,
that's the way. Dominate.
Okay.
There's a bit of a delay.
Yeah, there is a bit of a delay.
We are live from a limo this morning, so it's a little bit difficult.
No, just back to my question really quickly, because you are a front runner in the hottest barista competition so far. What would be your message to the other hot baristas who are being nominated?
Would it be bring the hotness?
Yeah, or are they
totally
going down?
Like, bring the hotness, yeah. Like, bring it all on. Like, I want to be the hottest, but hey, like,
bring it on. Everyone's that coffee machine being hot. That's what you're all about.
Cameo
I will, and
honest.
Like, we'd love you guys to pop in as well.
All right, we'll get down to where Son of Bean
try
is
the
in.
Coffee. Yeah, Son of a Bean, Gosford, 81 Men.
Oh, we'd love to
we'll come in.
In
and say hello, maybe on the way
for
back.
Sure.
Please do. We'll be
hey,
here.
We're going to go back past there
waiting
in this top end limo
we'll
this
come
morning,
in this morning, Cameo.
I'm going to be waiting for your hotness to
I'll
pop
be judging
a
book bites cover,
the
just
shop
so
even
you know.
Okay.
We'll have a hot off. It'll be a hot off, is what it will be this morning.
Great. I've seen a picture of you, Cameo, and I know Gaundy, and I think you're the winner.
Yay!
Hey, is there been, what's the difference between ladies and guys being nominated? Because it's for...
you're welcome, Cameo. There's been a good mix, actually, okay. And there's quite a lot of places on the coast that are being mentioned, which is great. Shelley's Cafe at Saratoga, Warney's, which we love. There's a lot
some
of hot
there.
Baristas out there. There's also Diggers at the Entrance, Ashley Thurston. Shout out to her. Someone's mentioned your name. There's heaps and heaps, and we're really loving all the suggestions. Howard is one that's been mentioned quite a lot as well.
He
works at, I think it's Jimmy G's.
Jimmy G's in
Tugra. And he sings when he gives you the coffee.
Oh, nice.
So that's a nice little
singers
experience.
Always get the ladies.
But there's still time to enter for the hottest baristas on the coast, and we're making a map of where you can find these people.
When does this finish? What, end of next week?
End of next week it'll finish up, and then we'll put that map up on our website.
All right, jump onto the Facebook page, nominate a hot barista, or get in touch with us 13, 12, 16, and we'll make that hot barista map for you so you know where
we're
to get
so
the best.
So looking forward to it.
Drop and the best perv on the coast. Why not?
Get up with Free and Gaunzi.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.
We're live from a limo this morning. We've done the commute to Sydney. We've dropped everyone off apart from poor old little Liam.
Who's very late for work now. But he's had a great time.
We've got Liam fired, probably.
Works at the Greyhounds here in Sydney. So I did say, does his boss want us to plug anything for Greyhounds? He's, nah, not too much. Just, you know, whatever.
Pretty laid back at the Greyhounds.
You know, if you're into the Greyhounds, get there. There you go. There's my plug. Big thanks to Top End Limos, Dave, for driving us this morning.
What a guy.
What a legend. Give
what
yourself
a
clap, Dave.
Yes, Dave. No, don't do that. You're driving.
You're driving. Do not
Please
give yourself...
Please do not take both hands off the wheel.
where are we going past? We're going back over the bridge in a sec. Darling Harbour's on our side right there, so that's cool. It's been a fun morning.
We've taken the limo bus this morning to Sydney, but Dave was just saying they're getting a mega stretch.
A stretch or a super stretch, Dave?
Mega stretch.
So in limos, Gaundy, I just learnt this.
Yeah,
there's
me too.
Limos, super stretch limos, and mega stretch limos,
and
which are the biggest ones.
They're getting the big dog.
They're getting the mega stretch in a couple of weeks.
So that's where 10 people can sit in the back and ride like Snoop Dogg, pretty much.
Exactly.
So, yeah, I mean, if you want to book that in the coming weeks, Top End Limos is the place to go. But, you know, it's all about the airport transfers. We've got weddings. That's a big
cruise
one.
Cruise transfers to the cruise terminal.
And wineries. And can I say, this is, I know we talk a lot about the cars for Top End Limos, but it comes down, when you book a group of people to go on a trip, it comes down to your driver. And I can honestly say, because I've done the winery tour with Dave and a couple of the other guys, best drivers you'll get on the coast. They have a good time with you as well. So not too good of a time because they're driving, but they're just top guys. So it's worth looking into Top End Limos for your next
It's great to have
trip.
Someone to do the driving and you can sit back and relax too and
exactly.
have a good time.
Which we're about to do for the next hour as we make our way back to the coast.
Let's commute back to the coast where we really want to be, where it's laid back.
Do you reckon we can convert a few people into CFM listeners? Just wind down the window, bro.
Oh, yeah, wind down the window,
we'll bro. Tell this lady to listen to CFM.
Oh, no, she's putting up a window.
Oh, no. Hey, 101.3 CFM, you can pick it up in
Brock,
Sydney.
You're a scary dude. She just put up her window when you put down your window. She's terrified.
She's taken one look at Brock and gone, nope. Get the C sign out the door. All right.
Hello.
There we go.
Those people know.
Converting a
morning.
Few
are you on CFM?
Yeah, thumbs up. Everyone's
nice
on
work.
CFM.
They just switched over.
We're converting people in Sydney to listen to our show. We're taking on the big dogs. That's what we're
morning.
Doing here. There we go.
Big dog.
All right, Nick Kelly, we are done this morning, mate, for a Thursday. We're going to get
hit
out
off
of
that
here.
Song again. One more time, Nick.
Here it is. Done. There it is. Been a great, fun morning. We're back tomorrow for a Friday.
What a strange show this morning, honestly. Awesome. From a limo. Never done it before.
Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. Brock's still talking to that lady. It's great.
Brock, leave her alone.
Nick Kelly is up
what's
next.
What's that? She said restraining
she
order. That's all I saw.
She's going to switch over? Oh, perfect.
Oh, nice work, Brock.
Well done, Brock.
We've converted one Sydney listener.
One at a time. Nick Kelly up next. Have a good one.
See ya.
Get up with Bree and Gaunzi.
101.3.
Check it out.
CFM.